Episode 2358, My Strength is My Story with Ginger Stocky, Chasing Wonder.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Today is my favorite day of the week. It is my Strength is My Story series, and we have with us an Emmy Award-winning documentarian, Ginger Stocky. Yes, she probably knows a lot more about how to speak and how to produce a TV show, but you know what? Her presence is going to take you to an adventure. So stay tuned. You are going to love her. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, friends and family of Ginger's, welcome to our family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So take a deep breath. Ginger brings her contagious smile, and it is going to wrap around your heart as she talks about some adventures in her life. She also takes us on an adventure through how we can live our own adventurous everyday life. Are you wondering if you're a little bored? Are you sitting around going, I wish I was doing something else? Maybe you wish you were traveling and you can't. I promise you, stay tuned because you're about to bring adventure in your everyday life. Without further ado, let's welcome in Ginger Stocky, Chasing Wonder. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now. I'm so excited. We have an Emmy Award-winning documentarian in the house. I can barely even pronounce that. Her name is Ginger Stocky. She is a wife of 36 years to her amazing, incredible husband, Tim, mom to their two beautiful daughters, and Gigi, most importantly, Gigi, to two grandchildren. Now, I know we're going to have to talk a little bit about those babies. And we mustn't leave out the most precious of all, the sweet puppy, Sir Winston Churchill. Yes, I think he's tiny, but very mighty. She is an Emmy Award-winning documentarian, writer, and television producer who is just as comfortable in the African bush as she is on a TV set. Ginger is also the chief creative officer at Joyce Meyer Ministries. You can see her on Joyce Meyer's program, Enjoying Everyday Life, and listen to her as she hosts Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast. When she has a moment to breathe, which probably isn't a whole lot of breathing, she creates adventure in her everyday. And her newest and latest adventure is her brand new book, Chasing Wonder. Yes, she is an author. Small steps toward a life of big adventures. So pack your bag and don't forget your gumption. Welcome, my friend and sister in Christ. How are you?
Thank you so much. I am doing so well. This has been a busy, amazing week, and I'm so glad to spend some time with you.
Well, hopefully it will give you some time just to sit back and breathe. I mean, we're just two sisters having, well, a little coffee. I don't have coffee, but I do have my water here if I need it.
I'm ready.
And so, you know, we just take a deep breath because I know your life is going all the time, but I have to ask you, what brings you joy?
Oh, see, that is one of my main goals in life. And from the time I was probably in college, God kind of gave me this desire not only to make sure that I focused on joy in my life, but that I made it a priority to share joy in other people's lives. So I want to have enough joy of the Lord that it kind of oozes out and splashes over on anyone who's in the way. So the things that bring me joy are so many. And I think I've found that it has to be little things and big things, because if you narrow it down to just a few things, you're not going to find as much as you want. So I find so much joy, like you said, in family and grandchildren and our puppy and in having opportunities to mentor and coach as a leader. I find so much joy in that. Joy in sharing Christ and loving people through Joyce Meyer Ministries and our outreaches. And so much joy in the big outdoors. I love, we love hiking and just seeing amazing, beautiful things. I could just fill the time with my list of things that bring me joy. So I'll stop.
Oh, I love it though. And I think that's important because you said it's the little things and the big things. Yeah. I think we try to define our life with the big things.
We do.
You know, and we forget that sometimes it's those little things in the cracks and crevices of life that really give us this foundation and a reason to live and yes. gives us that opportunity to chase wonder. So with all of that, I got to jump in. When you were a little girl, what was it like for little Ginger growing up?
Well, little Ginger was a little bit of an adventurer already. So
I was wondering.
Probably therefore a bit of a handful as well. But
I love it.
I was one of those people that just the grace of God, I was just blessed to be in a family that taught me from the beginning about the love of God. And so he's always been a part of my life. So it's been step by step growing closer to him and making a whole lot of mistakes and detours along the way. When I was young, I think I was one of those people that was very much seeking after new experiences and adventures and always pushing things to the edge just a little bit, and probably always annoying people in my path everywhere I went.
But you annoyance know, is good.
So really discovering all along the way that those times in my life that I was happiest were the times that I was really seeking after God, because, you know, as you grow older, whether you're going to college or, you know, you're starting a family, we're in all these different phases and stages of life, and things change for us. And there are times that we spend more time seeking after God and the things of Him. And there are times that we have less time for that. And also times that we kind of get derailed. And so I love looking at life as a whole and saying, God, thank you for your patience in some of those rougher times. And thank you for showing me so many good things. And also, thank you for holding on to me during those times of heartbreak. So, you know, it's a long journey and so much wonder to chase along the way, and always a different thing and a different way to do it. I love how God adapts and flows with us.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. I mean, that picture in itself, when you begin to connect your own dots in your journey and you mm-hmm. can see just how he weaves it, it is truly a life of adventure. And that's one of the reasons why I love your book, Chasing Wonder, is it reminds us that we have adventure in our everyday. For yes. you, thinking back, what was one of your earliest adventures that you can remember?
One of the earliest things that I remember very, very firmly is a time that I was hiking with my parents in the Smoky Mountains, and we were going up a trail, and I, of course, have been told many, many times to stay with them and not to run ahead, and I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I saw this tree, this beautiful tree hanging over the side of the trail and the side of the mountain, and I thought, you know, I can't see very well. There are trees everywhere in my way. I'm going to run up and climb out on that tree so that I can get a great visual. So that's what I did. You know, a little bit Zacchaeus. I wasn't very tall at 8 years old. So I ran ahead and I climbed out onto this tree branch. And all of a sudden I looked down and it was just instant panic. There was nothing below me. The ground just dropped straight off. And I could feel the branch moving and hear some cracks beneath me. And I just grabbed that branch and was in a panic, frozen. And I remember my parents coming up, and the tree was too small for them to climb out and get me. So at first they're like, you know, come back here. This is what you need to do. We're right here for you, you know, being very kind. And then it got a little bit more insistent. A little bit more demanding, young lady, you get back here now. And I don't even know exactly how it happened. I just slowly started scooting in my little panic mode and eventually got far enough back that my father's arms wrapped around me and pulled me down. And from that experience at such a little age, I learned so many lessons. I learned not to run ahead. It is not a good thing. It may be natural for us, but it is not, it's not the thing we want to do. But I've also learned that even when we do, that our loving Heavenly Father, in this case, it was my father being that example for him, will wrap his arms around us and pull us back into safety. You just don't want to go too far out on a limb and hear that cracking. And yet, I remember when I got back on the ground and the panic kind of ceased and my heart rate slowed down, thinking, wow, that was awesome. So we're all so different. Some of us push too far, and we need to realize sometimes we have to be careful with the adventures that we choose. And others of us need just a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of shove, and that's okay too. Whatever it is that we need, we can do it together. We can support one another. My book talks about small steps. Don't take big steps toward adventures every time if that's not right for you. Take small steps, and God will help us through the entire way.
Amen. Oh, I love that. Well, so speaking of your book, Chasing Wonder, what do you mean by that?
So Chasing Wonder is really a decision of how we're going to live. God has made it very clear in the Bible that He has so much love and wonder and beauty and goodness for us. He says it all the time. He says, my thoughts of you every day outnumber the grains of sand. That's how much He loves us. And His heart toward us is to be that loving, good Father. So He wants to lavish His love and His wonder on us. So chasing wonder means that I'm not going to allow the hardships and the routine and the pace of life to steal God's wonder away. I'm going to chase after it, make that decision every day with everything that I am, with my whole heart, to chase after all that God has for me. And in that, what I call an adventure mentality is setting your mind and keep it set on the fact that I'm going to make this decision. I will wake up every morning and thank God for it, even if yesterday was really, really hard, because many of our yesterdays are really, really hard. But I'll wake up today and thank God for His new mercies and say, I see this day as new opportunities for you to bring me something beautiful to see, someone new to meet, a lesson to be learned. And I'm going to chase after this with all my heart, because God always gives us choices. He's such a gentleman, but He has these things for us, but they're easy for us to miss because we do get very head down. I can do this so easily, very head down in my work and my to-do list and taking care of everybody else and leadership and family. And all those things create a narrow focus. And we need to broaden those horizons purposefully. That's what Chasing Wonder is about.
Oh, I love that. And y'all are going to want to pick up your own copy of Chasing Wonder, Small Steps Toward a Life of Big Adventures. Well, you were talking about how you were going out on that tree limb, and I was like, okay, panic's going to set in with me, and I didn't even experience it. But just the thought of how you were taking those small steps, and I'm assuming you were probably scooting backwards almost, thinking about
right,
that.
Right.
Inside adventure, there is fear. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people live their lives in fear. You know, they can't get out of it. How do you deal with fear while chasing wonder?
We do all have fear in our life, and especially after everything that we've been through in the past year plus with the pandemic, I think fear and anxiety has just risen exponentially in so many of our lives. And so, first of all, we can't beat ourselves up about the fear that comes at us. Fear is natural. It's going to happen. But I think what we need to realize, if you look at the definition of adventure, it says that it involves risk. It doesn't say fear. So there's a difference in risk and fear. We can have fear in our life, and we can give it to God and say, help me to push past this. Because we know that fear is not of God. He doesn't give it to us, but it still is a natural part of what we deal with. So He likes to help us move past it and move through it and do what we need to do. But we do have to risk in order to find adventure. The definition also says that adventure means extraordinary events in our life. We all have a very definition, a very different definition of extraordinary. And God knows what it is for each one of us. So if we can take those small steps of risking, I'm going to risk rejection and try the adventure of a new relationship and see how it goes. I'm going to risk failure and try a new experience. Maybe it's a business or maybe it is a creative endeavor. I'm going to risk it, perhaps failing, because the adventure is worth it. And every time we risk, we're going to see different things happen. We're going to learn things from it. We're going to see big things, even if there is a failure. That doesn't identify who you are. There's still so much to be learned in that failure, and it prepares you for the next risk and adventure. So there's a big difference in fear and risk. And I just invite people, don't let fear become that barrier that stops you from what God has for you. He is there. He's loving. He wants to help you and to calm those fears. But we do have to make the choice that I have a few things that I have to risk to be able to do this. And it is not always easy, but it is worth it.
Amen. Preach it, sister, because we need to risk more than fear more.
Yes.
And, exactly. Because when we think about failure, especially as a mom, I mean, let's just be a mom and a grandma here. You're a grandma, I'm a grandma, we're both moms. And it's one of those things where we don't get up thinking, oh my gosh, I fear parenting. I fear being a grandparent. Like, we don't think about it, but you know what? There's risk involved.
There sure is.
There's lots of things that can happen. It's really how we approach it. And I think we just get kind of lazy, really, because we want it easy. We want to drive through the adventure, restaurant, so to speak, and say, can I order this? But I don't want any fear. And I really don't want to have to put myself out there. I just want to experience it and I'm done. And God says, oh, no, you're not done. For the person who can't travel right now and they're like, oh, man, Ginger Saki, she's been everywhere. She works with Joyce Meyer. What has she not done? But they can't get to those African bushes. They can't go to the jungles. They can't experience that. How can they begin to experience adventure in their everyday?
You know, I love the fact that not everyone is supposed to do those things. Not everyone is called to do the same things. God has put talents in us and He has put personalities in us that are specific so that we don't all do the same thing. If everybody was out in that African bush with me, then nothing would be happening somewhere else. So
it'd be a crowded bush.
Right. I love being these places, but I also love the adventures that I have with my husband and my family and our kids and our grandchildren now, and so many wonderful things. So when this pandemic came up, of course, like everybody, my travel, all of those things stopped. And, I had to ask those questions, and God really taught me a lot through that. That was a huge revelation to me that, okay, I can't do these things that I love and that I used to do, but that does not stop God from moving. So maybe there's something in your life that has changed and you don't have what you used to have. You can't do what you used to love. Maybe it's a physical ailment or something that you're dealing with, a sickness or an injury or something permanent. Things have changed in your life. Maybe it's a change in your family dynamic. We can never look at what we can't do and say our adventures are over, because we see limitations that change our life, but God sees opportunities to show us new things. So He takes us to new places and opens new doors for adventures in our life. You know, I love so much just laughing with my silly 2-year-old granddaughter, who is hilarious. She just laughs from the inside out. It is the biggest laugh, and I adore it. So that's one of those things that I can just sit and enjoy that. And of course, as a Gigi, I get to go home afterwards and her mom
feed him all the sugar and leave. Bye.
Exactly. Her mom gets to put her to bed after it's all over. There are so many things in our everyday lives that bring us joy without going anywhere. Try these small steps toward adventure. Pray for someone. There's great adventure in prayer. The adventures of compassion. Find someone in need and help them with what they have that you have to offer. Whether it's a neighbor or someone in your church or your community, find some place that is doing something that you believe in and add your talents to that. There's so much of God's wonder in those things. And it excites me because that's really what has sparked passion in my own life, to see the difference that I can make in other people's lives because God doesn't do it all himself. He says, I could do this without you, but I choose to use you because I know you need the joy in your life. And I'll be honest, there are those days that I haven't felt like going out and being really nice, or I haven't felt like helping someone else, or even felt like getting on a plane and traveling around the world. But every single time, without fail, even when it didn't go the way I wanted it to, I have always seen God's hand in some way giving me something that I would say, I'm so glad I didn't miss this opportunity. So that's my encouragement for everyone. Don't miss the opportunities that God puts before us.
Oh, I love that. And you mentioned prayer. And I just have this stirring right now in my heart that somebody is in need of that right now. Mm-hmm. And the adventure that they're facing right now isn't necessarily a good adventure.
Yeah.
You know, they're coming up. Could we just pause for a moment and could you pray for that person who says, gosh, I need God, but I feel like I'm in the jungle and he's not there?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I pray for you, I want to encourage you with this. This is really important. I have been some really, really terrible places in my life and in the world. And I've seen so much heartache, things where I just didn't see an answer for, things where I didn't see any hope, I didn't see God moving, places where I saw children suffering in ways that I did not understand. And for me, my reaction was to have anger, to be mad at God. Why aren't you doing what I know you can do? Why are you allowing these things to happen? So I understand so many things, not exactly what you're dealing with, but I understand so many things in this realm. And I know that God has a path for you that will bring light to your dark places. So I want to pray that for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for our friend who's listening, who feels right now that their adventures have just been like a flame that's been snuffed out because of whatever has happened in their life, whatever is going on right now. But God, I ask right now that you remind them that you have not left them, that their hope is in you. You have not turned your back. So Father, right now, in some tangible way, I know we don't live by our feelings. We don't live by what we see. We live by what your word says. Bring that word to life. And in some tangible way, Lord, encourage them. Show them hope. Show them a new opportunity. And show them, Lord, that step by step, you are not only not leaving them, but you are pulling them through this valley and will be with them when they get to the other side. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, because I believe with all my heart that you're going to burst open the gateways, burst open the barriers that are coming against our friends. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. You know, sometimes we get wrapped up, you know, and we forget that God's here right now with us.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I always talk about going to the grocery store and I'm standing in front of the lettuce going, which head of lettuce do I buy? And I'm asking, I'm like, which one would you choose? And I think we forget those little things. It's hard to forget our children, though. We got to talk about grandparenting and parenting, because they make a lot of noise in life. And I love it, because our little one, our one and only right now, is 8 months old. So he is a handful and he's very loud. He's finding his voice, which I love. But, you know, when it comes to raising children, how can you teach a child and begin to kind of groom them to chase God's wonder that they have, knowing that, gosh, there's opportunity. It's not just what they see in front of them.
Well, we have an 8-month-old grandson, too, so that's pretty fun.
That's awesome.
Such a fun stage. But what better gift can we give our children or our grandchildren or any child in your life? I know there are people who it's your nieces and nephews or children in church that are just special to your heart. What greater gift can we give them than to tell them that God loves them so much that there is adventure for them and wonder in every day and around every corner? So I remember when my kids were little and I was at that very stage where, you know, at this time I was raising two young daughters with my husband. We had a lot going on in our lives and, you know, other responsibilities happening. And I just remember feeling like I'm missing it. I'm not doing it right. I am not bringing joy into our house. I want our home to be a home that is full of joy so that when people walk in, they don't feel like, whoa, there was just an argument that happened here. They feel this is a place of God's joy. Now, that doesn't mean that those arguments never happen, but they do. What changes is the way that you deal with those things and the way that you move on from it. So I remember God impressing on my life, don't miss the small stuff. I was sweating the small stuff that was not so good, but I was missing the small stuff that was beautiful because I was so fettered by all these other things. So whether it's just a great moment, you know, those moments where your child just grabs your face and just looks right in your eyes and you can say, I don't have time for this right now. Or you can just relish in it and say, thank you. I remember the verse in the Bible, and this is one of my favorite verses, where Mary was raising Jesus. And yes, he was the Son of God. But imagine what that was like to be raising this child and the pressure that was on her. Jesus disappeared. They couldn't find him anywhere. They finally found him in the temple after a long, long time. And he said, didn't you know I would be here in my Father's house? And I would have said, no, I didn't know. You should have told me where. But the scripture instead says that Mary treasured these things. She pondered them in her heart and she treasured them. So moms, create memories, treasure these things. And I know you're facing hard times. I get it. Let those hard times happen. Deal with them. But find the little things and treasure them. And then tell your children how much it means to have the joy and the wonder of God in your lives every day. Go out and play in the rain. Let them get messy. Let your life not be perfect. That was a hard one for me. I had to decide I don't always have to have everything perfect. Find those moments that you can just really have a dance break with your kids. We used to take off our shoes and just have our socks on and kind of do a little ice skating thing on our slippery floors in the house. I don't know what the moment is for you, but find those moments. Then when they're older, give them the opportunities to find their own wonder. Ask them what's important to them. Ask them what they love. Teach them how to see the needs in other people's lives. Maybe there's something through your church where you can serve other people together. You know, whether it's a meal for the homeless or reaching out to another family in need, teaching your children about those wonders of compassion. Then when they get older, I encourage you to take them somewhere where they can see that the world is not only as they've seen it in their own backyard. We need to understand that there are so many different people and cultures that we look different, we think different, but we all have that need for Jesus and we all have so many things in common. So that's a really long answer to your question. I'm sorry, but it is really something that I'm very passionate about. And I think as moms, I understand how hard it can be, but there's so much that we can do, and it brings a lot of joy to all of us.
And finding that joy, it becomes truly a you know, piece that you listen to, that musical piece that keeps coming and you want more of it. You know, it's like eating chocolate. You just can't have one bite. Well, at least I can't. Confession. You know, so it's like, you know, that joy, you get it attached to it. You're like, I want more, I want more, I want more. But we allow ourselves to get stuck in everything. You know, we've talked about living life on our own adventure. We've talked about now with the kids and the grandkids. But there's also one important factor we haven't mentioned, and it's called that spouse of ours. You know, the times when they think of something different the way you think of it, and you're like, wait, we're not on the same page. I know you talk a little bit about this in your book with Tim. How do you do it as a couple? You know, seeing adventure one way versus another.
We are very different. My husband and I, as you said, we've been married over 35 years now, and we've learned so much along the way. We've had some really hard times, and we've had a lot of really great times. And we've learned that as different as we are, I told you from the very beginning, I've been one to kind of push and have that adventure mentality. And we've learned that his personality is different. You know, he doesn't need to be on the edge of something that I want to be on. He likes to be a little bit further back and still enjoy it, still be there. So one thing that has been really helpful for us is to see that our adventures don't have to be exactly the same, even if we're in the same place. And this is a great thing for couples. Find those things that you can compromise on, that you can do together, and even just attitudes, the way you look at things. Find the compromise that makes sense. Because I might be, this is just one example. I had the opportunity to go paragliding, which was so amazing. You put on this giant sail and you're with someone who knows what they're doing, because I obviously didn't, and you run off the edge of a cliff and you soar over the ocean, and it was fantastic. And my husband had no desire to do that. So two things could have happened. I could have said, yeah, I really want you to do this with me. Why don't you do this? And that would have made him miserable and uncomfortable, and I should not do that. Or he could have said, no, I don't want you to do that. You know, I don't want to do it, and I don't want you to do it either. And that would have made me miss out on something really wonderful. So instead, he was there with me. We supported each other. I did my thing. It was close to a golf course that he loved seeing, so he did his thing. And we all found our own adventure. We should not push each other to what we feel is important as couples. That is really huge. And we should, as much as we can, support the other one in what is their adventure. Sometimes we have to take turns. But we've learned through a lot of real hard stuff along the way. You know, sometimes my husband has what I call vacation mode. And that's when we are getting ready to leave on vacation. The whole family will go, uh-oh, you know, he's in vacation mode. And that just means you pack everything up, you get out the door at the right time, you get to where you're going, and you do it on schedule. And then after you get there, everything's good. Until it's time to come home, and then it's reverse vacation mode.
Oh, dear.
We've learned a lot through that, and we've learned to adapt, and he's starting to see that there's a lot of wonderful things along the way, and I'm starting to appreciate his schedule and all those things that help us out. So we have very much learned, and this is great for everybody, that it's not the getting somewhere that you find all the wonder. Sometimes it's in the being where you are. All along the way, that's where you find your wonder as well. So for couples, that helps a whole lot. And for everybody else, it's, you know, everybody hears it's the journey. But sometimes it's that place where you are right there when you think, I'll enjoy life when I get to this other milestone. When my kids are older, when I'm retired, when I have this job that I've always wanted. But we don't want to miss the beautiful things that God has for us in those in-between times. And that path along the way is really important too.
Oh, so good. So good, Ginger. You all are going to want to pick up your own copy of Chasing Wonder, Small Steps Toward a Life of Big Adventure. Well, speaking of adventures, for you, it hasn't been all roses. We've talked a little bit about that. You've experienced some extreme conditions that probably are difficult to talk about even today. Where do you find joy when the adventure takes you to a broken world?
Yeah, that is such a big question for every one of us. We all live in a world that is a difficult, difficult place. And things happen that no one would choose. And some of our adventures are things that no one would choose. Not every adventure is roses and puppies. And so when I have been in these places where I've held children as they're dying of starvation, literally, and been with their mothers and seen the heartbreak in their eyes, and in the most horrific red light districts that are places that should not exist but do, where women and children are forced into human trafficking situations. And when you're in a place like that, it's just so difficult to see any glimpse of God, to see anything that is a remembrance, anything that is a little bit of a spark of hope. And that's really what we need. And actually, you know, other things in our lives, difficult seasons that we've had in our marriage, or my father fighting for his life with cancer when we were told that this is not going to go well. You know, this will not be a good ending. So all of those things that I have really poured out my heart before God, and I think that's what we have to do. It's easy to turn our back and feel hopeless and get stuck in our feelings. And instead of doing that, we have to pour it all out to God, because he's big enough to handle it. It's not the way he wanted the world to be. There's sin. There are choices. His heart is breaking just as much as mine is. But that anger wall that I put up between us, I have to be able to allow him to start crumbling. So I have asked him this big question so many times in so many places in my life, and that is, where is your beauty here? Where can I see a glimpse of you here? And he's been so good to me to show me that in really hard places, to show me the smile and a huge hug from a child in a terrible situation where they shouldn't have any joy, but somehow, because God is alive in the world and alive in their life, you see him working through that. Or a beautiful flower growing in a place like a trash dump that makes no sense. But you see, God is still here. And those little things, all the way up to the big miracles of my father now being cancer-free when doctors said, this is not going to happen. So hold on to the miracles of God. Let him show you little glimmers of hope through those dark places. And I know how hard it is. I have been without hope, and I know to be with hope is such a better place to be. But we do have to give God the opportunity. He's not going to force his way through. So at least take that first step of saying, God, I don't like this. I don't see you. I'm really angry, but show me something. Just open the door enough for that crack of him to do it, and he will. And it really helps. It really makes a difference.
Oh, that's so good, Ginger. We forget those things, you know, like you were saying, that the whole picture of a dumpster with a beautiful flower growing in it, you know, even you think of weeds. How do weeds grow in a desert? You know, you could go weeks. I'm living in the South, and we can go weeks without water. And here, this huge cotton picking 2.5-foot weed is growing there. Now, I'm not saying weeds are beautiful. However, what I'm saying is there's growth. There's something there in the, you know, the midst of the storm or the drought, whichever it is on whichever side. You are bringing inspiration and hope to people, to many around the world. And for that, I just want you to know I'm grateful that you are giving voice to that. Because people are afraid to talk right now. People are afraid to share their hearts. And you taking time to write this during the season of the pandemic, which shut your adventure down, you're awakening somebody else's adventure. So thank you.
Well, that is my prayer. And I just am so excited for what God will do in other people's lives, because all of these hard things and all of these crazy things that I've been through, writing them down was not for me. It really is for God to use however he wants, and for all the people who are going to read this or listen to the audiobook to be encouraged, for their joy in Christ to overflow because of what he can do in their life. So I am really excited about the potential, just like that adventure mentality, the potential of what this day brings for you and for everyone who's listening. I appreciate your encouragement, and I just pray for everyone who touches this book that that's what God does.
Well, and I think he will for sure. And, you know, when you pick up your own copy of Chasing Wonder, it's going to be one of those things where it's going to open up a bigger adventure. So be willing to take risk when you open up this book and read the pages in it. Well, you write in the book, and I quote you, "The people we meet are our greatest adventures." What has been one of your greatest adventures that you didn't first see with an underlining promise of Chasing Wonder?
Yeah, the people that we meet are absolutely our greatest adventures, because it's the people that matter more than anything else. And when we talk about Chasing Wonder, it's not about empty adventures. It's not just about, you know, excitement or fun, even though I do believe those things are important. I believe God wants us to have those things. But it's not just about that. It's about the things that change our hearts and other people's hearts. So there are so many beautiful people everywhere, right here where I live and all over the world, that I've had the opportunity to meet that have changed my life forever. And I think of a few in particular. I'd see these faces in my mind. But there were three child soldiers in Uganda that their lives had just been destroyed, just devastated by a warlord in their country of Uganda, who stole children and forced them to be either child soldiers and to kill others, or to be sexual slaves for the army. And we were able, through our outreach arm at Joyce Meyer Ministries, Hand of Hope, to work with a wonderful agency called Watoto in Uganda, where we were helping restore the lives of these young people. So I was very excited about going there to meet some of these children, but also just a little nervous, because I remember thinking, I always love connecting with people, and one of the things I always pray is, God, give me a divine connection so that we can share each other's lives, you know, in a important way. But I remember thinking, it was two young men and one beautiful young woman, thinking, they have been through so much. I don't want to ask them to share their pain again. You know, I want to understand what they're going through and how we can help them, but I don't want to cause them any more pain. But I remember sitting down with them under a tree in Uganda and beginning to share about my own daughters who were about their age at the time, and just sharing about life and just connecting on that level. And they began sharing and asking questions. What's it like for your family? And all kinds of different things. And before I knew it, they were pouring out their hearts about what they'd been through, in a way, because they needed to, because sharing our wounds is healing. That's why God tells us to bear one another's burdens. And that bond that started right there with those three young people is still so important to me. I am so grateful that I had that opportunity, and we laughed and we danced and we just had an incredible time, and I love that. And then I had the opportunity to take one of my own daughters back a couple of years later to see them again. And oh, the joy of doing that, and the hugs of being reunited. And so I share all that to say, sometimes the fear of a relationship not working, being not good for both of you, or being rejected, or whatever it may be, there's fear in those relationships. It's always a risk to start a new relationship. But I just encourage people, don't miss the possibilities of the joy that comes out of those relationships. And you're right, it is all about people. And therefore, our heart and our adventures need to be all about people too.
Oh, so good. Oh, I mean, come on, guys. You got to get that book. And if you don't want to read it, then pick up the audio book, because it is awesome. And you'll love in the chapters. I have to throw this in there. You have a section at the back of every chapter that, if I can flip to one fast enough, it's step by step. And you give opportunity here as to what we can do. So it is an action book. It's not just about reading it and it's a one and done and you put it away in your library like I'm never going to touch it again. No, you can actually take action and begin not only to change your life, but change the world that you touch. Okay, with all that being said, Ginger, we could be here 4 days, but I know you have a load to do today. Not just a load of laundry, but a load of more work to do. So, when are you going to do that in between? Let's see, the writing the book, the podcast, let's see, every day. Yeah, all of that stuff. I know you'll have time for sure. It's finding the joy in the laundry, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, there's a gnome in there that carries that word joy, and we got to find it. With that being said, though, you talked about Hand of Hope. I also want you to briefly talk about Project Girl, because I know that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah. Project Girl is our Joyce Meyer Ministry initiative that is sharing the things that women and girls need so desperately around the world. And much of that is right here in our own hearts. It's sharing God's value and love for us as women. That is so very important. And it really pours out of Joyce Meyer's own testimony of being sexually abused and how much that revelation of love in her life changed her. And then it's the next step of sharing the practical things that women need all over the world. Clean water that saves their lives and enables them to get an education. Education is another very important part. Anti-human trafficking. Not only ripping women out from this horrible situation, but then helping to restore. So Project Girl, GRL, stands for guiding them toward Christ, restoring their life, and loving them the way that Jesus does. So we have initiatives all over the globe. We're sharing Christ all the time. I love it. I'm so excited to talk about it any chance that I get. But you can find out more about that at projectgirlgrl.org. And I hope that you'll join us.
Awesome. And I know people are going to want to connect with you. Where can they find you?
They can find me on social media. I'm primarily on Instagram and Facebook, and that is at Ginger L, the initial L, Stachy, S-T-A-C-H-E. And then also my website, which is gingerlstachy.com. And you should be able to find the books anywhere online that you shop for books. So I hope that you'll do that. I just saw it at Barnes & Noble the other day, so that was really exciting. So it's out there in some of the stores too. And I can't wait to spend, I feel like when you're reading, I really honestly feel like I'm just kind of there sharing these stories with you because I'm more of a friend than anything else and I just want to pour into your life. So I can't wait to share your adventures and see what God does too.
Amen. Welcome you into our living room. That's what we're doing. We're bringing you into our own homes, which I love. Well, before I let you go, I have one final question for you. The series is called My Strength is My Story. What has your story of chasing wonder gifted you?
Everything. My entire life is built on the belief that our stories are so powerful. That's why I have spent my entire career in television sharing stories of what God is doing in other people's lives. So my story of chasing wonder, I remember thinking, as many Christians have, I don't have a great testimony. I don't have any way for God to work in my life. So, you know, I might as well hang it up. Because if I don't have some big life change or, you know, it's one thing to point to that says I was lost and now I'm found, you know what I mean? Then God can't use me. But I've learned so much about the wonder of the grace of God and his mercy in every moment in the walk along my way. And absolutely, I was lost and now I'm found over and over and over every day of my life. So the wonder that is in that for all of us, the wonder that is in your story is incredible. And it's so specific and amazing and ordained by God for you. And there is really important stuff in your story. And so that's why the possibilities are endless.
Yes. And you have awakened the possibilities in us. For those of us who have not been on the watch look, you know, seeking out that adventure, we are now chasing it and we're packing our bags and we're looking and bringing our gumption. You know what, Ginger? You are a blessing. And I look forward to our paths crossing again. And I can't wait to see how God continues blessing you on your journey.
Oh, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this. You are a sweetheart, too. This has been really fun.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.